Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
How Godly Leaders Prosper. I've been presenting a series of exclusive leadership lessons to my Patreon supporters, but I wanted to make this particular lesson available to everyone because of its overlap with my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter. Take a listen.
Hello, friends. Got another lesson in leadership for you from the life of Daniel. Just one short verse, the last verse of chapter 6. Now, if you remember, chapter 6 is the story of Daniel in the lion's den, and this is sort of the culmination. This is how the story wraps up. So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Now the word there, prospered, that's the English word prospered, is the Hebrew word salak. It's only used four times in the Old Testament, two in the book of Ezra and twice here in the book of Daniel, and that's it. Now in Ezra, it's really defined as somebody being successful in their work. They have been very, very diligent, very focused on their work, and they're completing it successfully. Let me give you the two examples. Then the first one, it actually comes from a critic of the Jews. It's the guy named Tattaniah, who is the Babylonian governor over the Trans-Euphrates area. So that would include Jerusalem. And under the leadership of Ezra and Nehemiah and the prophets, they are rebuilding the temple there. And Tattaniah comes in and says, hey, who gave you authority to do this? And so he writes a memo to King Darius. And in the memo, he basically says, the Jews are making rapid progress. That's that same word, salak. They're making rapid progress in rebuilding the temple. And is this what you want to have take place? So Darius then has a search of the records, and he finds out what took place before, and he sends back a memo and sends it back to Tattaniah and says, look, they have my blessing to continue their work. And so once again, Tattaniah has to deliver this message back to the Jews, and then it says again that they began to work and they were prosperous in their work. Salak, it's the same thing. But in Daniel, the word is used differently. The definition for the word in Daniel is somebody who is not just successful at their work, but they have been recognized for their success. And so it literally means that they are promoted rapidly to a position of leadership and influence and honor. It's used twice in Daniel. In chapter 3, it's used of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah after Daniel interprets Nebuchadnezzar's dream and he's elevated to this position. Then it says that Daniel asked Nebuchadnezzar to look at his three friends, and it's the same word there when it said that he promoted them, he put them in a position, it's salak, he put them there. And then we come to this same word, and notice it says Daniel prospered, salak, he was raised to this high position of leadership during the reign of both of these people, both Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Now, we don't have a lot of interaction with Daniel and Cyrus in this book, but what it appears from this summary statement here is that once Daniel was promoted to that position, he was kept in that position. And so here's how I wrote it down in my journal. Hard work, integrity, trustworthiness, and loyalty on my part, plus God's blessing, equals promotion to a place of honor and influence. There's a kind of a tension that I explore more in my book, Shepherd Leadership. It's two verses that I've used a lot in my life. Paul says to Timothy, to aspire to leadership is a good thing. But then in Jeremiah, speaking to his servant Baruch, he said, should you seek great things for yourself? No, don't seek them. And those are the two tensions that I think Daniel lives out here, and it's what I try to bring out in my book as well. We should do the very best with the gifts that we have. We should aspire to positions of greater influence, greater usefulness for the kingdom of God, but we don't seek those positions for ourselves. We don't say, I want that position so that I get the pat on the back, I get the kudos, I get the recognition. Should you seek these things for yourself? No, don't do that. My job is just work hard, have integrity, be trustworthy, be loyal, and then trust God, And his blessing on my faithfulness in those areas will then allow him to put me in a place where I can be influencing other people and be a greater blessing and give God greater glory, because people recognize in the life of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and Daniel, these people were doing God's work, and so God's blessing was on their life, and it brings a testimony to God as well. So there's a good lesson for us. Work hard, but trust God, and then he'll bring about the promotion.
I would be honored if you would support this ministry through your support on Patreon. Your gift of just $5 per month helps me to keep providing all of the free content that's on my blog and my YouTube channel. In addition to these leadership lessons from Daniel, you will also receive book quotes, Bible study tools, and a whole host of other helpful items. You can check out more information about supporting Patreon through the link in the show notes, as well as more information on how to get my book, Shepherd Leadership.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.